T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Buffalo Sabres, WGR Sports Radio 550 and WGR550.com. Sports Update.
All right, here are your updates for today. The Sabres face the Canadiens in Montreal tomorrow night at 7 bells. Sabres game night on MSG will be at 6:30 with Brian Duff and Marty Biron. Pre-game coverage on WGR 550 will begin at 6 p.m. with Brian Koziel. The Canadiens head into tomorrow's game off a 4-0 shutout win over the Islanders. Carey Price, 28 saves for his 44th career shutout, fourth on the season. Joel Armia, Jonathan Drouin, and Jordan Wheel each had a goal and an assist. Shea Weber also scored. Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the Hurricanes 6-3 last night. Victor Hedman had 3 assists. Steven Stamkos' goal, 2 assists. Louis Domingue, 25 saves for Tampa, who won 7 straight games. Nikita Kucherov had an assist for his 120th point, becoming the first player since 06-07 to reach 100 points. Senators forward Jean-Gabriel Pageau has been suspended for 1 game for boarding Canucks defenseman Ashton Sautner during a game on Wednesday night. He was assessed a minor penalty for boarding and was given a 1-game suspension. Tune in to One Bills Live from noon to 3, where John Murphy and Bills insider Chris Brown will get a chance to talk with newly signed Bills offensive tackle Adrian Waddle. They will break down wide receiver prospects in the 2019 NFL Draft with NFL Films' Greg Cosell. The Rams announced yesterday that they will face the Cowboys in a preseason game on August 17th at Aloha Stadium in Honolulu, Hawaii. The game will mark the first NFL exhibition game at Hawaii's largest outdoor arena since 1976. Also in football, the Colts signed all-pro linebacker Justin Houston to a deal worth $24 million over 2 years. Houston totaled 9 sacks for the Chiefs in 2018. Today's National Day, National Puppy Day, National Goof Off Day, and National Bavarian Crepes Day. Back over to the instigators on WGR Sports Radio 550 and MSG. And on this day, this is huge. Tears for Fears released Everybody Wants to Rule the World as the third single off Songs from the Big Chair.
Amazing.
Oh, amazing. I saw Tears for Fears at the Art Park 2 summers ago, yeah. And I'm going to tell you what, they were unbelievable.
You got to tell me when you're going to those concerts. I want to go
no,
with you.
No, I don't. Because you're a music guy. That's my time away from everybody.
No, but you're a music guy, and I want to enjoy it. I want to see what it's like. So I never know about that stuff.
You know what? I'd be happy to bring you. You want to go to a concert with me, Marty? You want to go to Fleetwood Mac with me on Tuesday? I can't find anybody.
There's a game. I'm working. Sabres are playing.
Want to go to you? No, Ribs isn't going
to. I'd love.
I'm looking for someone
to
go to Fleetwood Mac with me. The only problem is I don't want to go see Fleetwood without Lindsey Buckingham. They fired him.
Well, Stevie Nicks is there. But listen, there's another update, PD, as you're getting some bracket stuff. I just got this from Jane on Twitter. Today is the 30th anniversary of the Clint Malachuk injury when he got the skate in the throat.
Wow.
That is 30. I remember it like it was yesterday because I watched it and I watched the highlights and I watched Jim Pizzatelli run on the ice with the pack of gauze, right? He took a pack of gauze out of his bag, out of his pouch, like his, you know, whatever, bag that he has all of his tools in, and ripped it open and stuck his hand in there to stop the bleeding. Dr. Butch, who was the Sabres doctor, and the way that the locker rooms were right behind there, came onto the ice and basically put his hands in and pinched the artery and kept his fingers on it. He could feel the pressure and the vein want to, like, pump blood. The referee, like, so Jim Pizzatelli had Clint, like, stable and was like, don't worry, relax. The best thing you can do is relax. We don't want blood to be gushing out. And he said to Pizza, get me off the ice. I don't want my mom to see me die on TV.
Yeah.
And so he Pizza's like, I'm nervous now. Then the referee goes over and he goes, well, could somebody get him off the ice before he bleeds to death? And now he's like, now he can feel it. Like the blood is wanting to push right out in the neck. Dr. Bush came in. It was a feat of like a miracle moment that he survived it. And Clint has had some obviously personal issues in his life and dealing with.
He wrote a book and he's had some serious PTSD after that.
Oh,
I mean,
serious.
And he came back to play pretty quickly. I mean, he didn't realize.
He had a big like metal shield in his neck to prevent that. And it's a freak accident. We saw Richard Zednik get cut with a skate here as well, playing for the Florida Panthers.
I'll never forget that day as long as I'm alive. I'll never forget the day that happened to Richard Zednik.
See how things happen for a reason. So in Buffalo, the team doctors always sat a couple of rows right behind the Sabres bench, and they have easy access. It's a rail out. They're in the hallway. They're helping out the players. Many other rinks in the National Hockey League in Philadelphia, when I was there, our team doctors sat in a suite, okay? And they just had, you know, their good old time in the suite. Now, when Richard Zednik got the skate in the neck, it happened basically about 20 feet from our team doctors.
Yep.
They saw it. They jumped the rail, went through the hallway, down the Florida Panthers' locker room, and as soon as Zednik skated off the ice, the doctors were there right away. If he had been 30 seconds later or a minute later, Richard Zednik probably doesn't have as
you
as
should
a
have
chances.
Seen. You but should have seen
team,
the blood.
If it's a team in Philly or any other team where the doctors are in a suite, he doesn't make it.
He had his glove, Riv.
I'll give you one, too, that you're going to know about. Yeah. Montreal Canadiens, their doctor, Dr. Mulder, sat three rows behind our bench. Trent McCleary, back
shot.
In 98 or 99, ended up blocking a shot with his throat, crushed his larynx, skated off the ice, completely passed out right at the doors. They had to make a decision. Do you wait for the ambulance? The Doc Mulder, because he was right there, who took one step and was down, identified what he had to do, and they said, we've got to get him in a car. They went down to the garage, carried him down to the garage, stuck him in a random car, and drove up to the Montreal
General
Hospital.
There's a video of that, though. They had to open his airway, so they had to cut.
They did an emergency tracheotomy.
In the locker room to be able to open his airways and then take him to the hospital.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, but again, if the doctors, Buffalo doctors at the time were right there, they saved Richard Zednik's life. Dr. Butch was right there, saved his life. Dr. Mulder was right there, saved the guy's life. Like, you have no idea. You think, hey, you're a team doctor. It's easy. You're right there enjoying the game. You have to be ready to respond, and amazing work by all involved. So,
do you want to take home a pair of tickets to the Sabres Fan Appreciation Night on April 4th against Ottawa, plus Jeff Skinner's game-worn jersey? The only way to win is to download the My One Buffalo app and check your inbox between March 25th and March 28th. App is available in the App Store and Google Play, and go and log in there and enter a contest to win Jeff Skinner's game-worn jersey and two tickets to Fan Appreciation Night on April 4th. Happy birthday, Mom. It's my mom's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. All right, so do that. So, again, My One Buffalo app, and it's available in the App Store or on Google Play. Now, before we get to more show, I want to get to the donut bracket, but it is now time for to parking violations here on the Instigators. Do we have the video ready to go? Here we go. Here's what happened. Marty at the break went out. Marty and I went out. I documented everything. And Craig and I had a nice little exchange in the bathroom after we came in. I went to the bathroom and Craig walked out and he gave me a dirty look. And I just looked at him I didn't even do anything. I just looked at him in the face. He goes, you're going to be that way today. He goes, just like, you're such a fence sitter. You're going to jump on Marty's side? He goes, okay. And I'm sitting there, I'm laughing
so
hard.
You call him a fence sitter?
I don't remember having this conversation with him whatsoever.
Yes. Look at me and tell me that didn't happen.
Listen to me. Let's get your video up there, big boy.
Okay, let's see if the proof is there for Riv to be convicted of
Can't
a parking violation. Here we go. Here's video evidence. And we'll also tweet this out.
Okay, so just to point out that Rivs is not parked in a legal parking spot. See, there's yellow lines on
there's the white
side.
Truck I was
well,
telling
this
you
guy's
about.
Not either.
You know, there's yellow
this is
lines.
The guy I was talking about.
No, that's okay. He's fine. He's parked over
he's
the yellow
fine.
Line.
He's fine. He's parking over the yellow line.
Fire lane, and I see no yellow lines. This is not a parking spot. There's a car next to Riv's.
That's my car.
That's BD. That's fine.
I've been trying not to get Riv's license plate, so I'm good.
There's no lines. It's not a parking spot, Riv's.
Yeah, but you know what, though, Marty?
What?
He's inside the yellow pole.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. The fire lane starts there and there, so there's enough space.
No, this is not a fire, limitation. It's just so that nobody hits the side of the fence.
Riv, I believe you're good, my friend.
There's not even black top right there. It's crushed stone.
More than enough space. There's actually three spaces there.
Should we call a
call
Orchard
Billy.
Park?
Call Billy from the
call Frank Henry. And
call
we'll
him.
See what Frank Henry says. Oh,
it's
we'll
embarrassing,
call
Marty.
Park PD.
You looked for something today. You were out for blood, and you went
it's
after.
Amazing how sad your life is right now.
You went after Riv. I
that much time to take me down this morning. It was. You could see it as soon as you walked
because
in.
Because I was here first, because I'm committed, Riv had to park beside me, but I left enough space for him. So there was more than enough space for him. So I couldn't figure out why, like how badly he must have parked. The picture angle that you took, Marty, was very, very Brad Marchand.
It's all right. I'll be the rat. I don't care. I just
hey, he's good for the game, though, Marty.
I'm great for the game. I'm really good for the game. I'll hang out with McGregor and all the cool people, and you guys can go into your illegal parking spot and just hold each other's hand. That's
all right.
The way it works.
Here we go. So we got to do this. You asked for it. You got it. It's bracket season. So what do we do now? The Instigator, best in the box, donut bracket. We're doing donut brackets this year in the class. This year we're doing donuts. Yesterday we did the classic section.
Hey, Mr. Donut Head Man, who's trying to kill you?
Have another donut! Have another donut!
Hockey and donuts, they go together like peanut butter and jam.
Jim Schoenfeld. Have another donut.
Oh, yes.
To Kohorsky, Don Kohorsky.
There's a sound we can add in there. Have another donut. Is
it's
that what
on.
They had?
That's
oh,
the
is
end.
That what that was?
That's right. Why I was telling you to
I never
wait
knew
for
what
that.
The sounds were that were going. I don't worry about that stuff. I'm trying to find the bracket here in the categories. Okay.
Listen.
Have another donut.
They closed. They stopped before the best part, though. He says, have another donut.
Yeah,
you
we know
fat
what he says. You can go.
Swine.
You can go check it out. We have four categories. Yesterday we did the classic. We have dipped, the special donut, excuse me, and the filled. Today we're doing, what are we doing today? The filled.
The filled.
So the seeds are.
Well, what happened yesterday? Who won?
Yes.
Number one seed, chocolate glazed, won. Classic glazed, actually an upset on over classic plain. Sour cream glazed, upset over sugar. And honey dip was a winner against sour cream plain. So that was the classic.
People
bracket.
People have taken issue to.
I was
four for four.
I'm not. It's not true that I voted the winner. I was 4 for 4.
I was 4 for 4 as well. Riv missed on the sour cream plain. That's his fault. All right. Okay. So here's what I'm looking at here. There were a lot of there's a lot of scrutiny about the 7-seed sour cream glazed, and I just want to make something clear to everybody. We knew how good this donut was, but they didn't have a great season, so they came in a lower seed. But they have a great squad. They can upset anybody and go all the way to the final. That's why we did it that way. We like to root for an underdog around here.
Yep.
There you have it. Next up. So we got the filled category. 1 through 8. This is going to be a breeze. You have 1 versus 8. You have in that category, you have Boston cream versus lemon filled. In 2 versus 7, we have chocolate vanilla cream versus the apple crumb filled. 3 versus 6 is jelly filled versus peanut butter cream. And number 4 versus 5, you have chocolate filled versus strawberry vanilla.
Listen.
So let's go 1 through 8. This is a tap-in.
1 and 8.
Boston cream.
Boston cream.
Have you seen the results on the votes for this, though?
Yeah, 84% for Boston cream.
Yeah, I can't believe there are even 14% of the people that voted that think that
Lemon filled
has a hope in hell against this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
So moving on. Marty, that's you too?
That's me. That's Boston cream. I got the check mark next to it.
So what do you got for chocolate vanilla cream? And
oh, wait. We
got
to go 4 and 5. You're going out of order.
I'm going
right
1 versus 8, 2 versus 7.
Okay,
Stick with me, Marty. Stick with
seven.
Me. Two versus seven.
Chocolate, vanilla, cream.
Riv, chocolate, vanilla, cream, or apple crumb filled?
I've got the chocolate filled.
Yeah. And it's vanilla. You got to, you know, there's...
It's the vanilla cream, eh?
It's the white, right?
Yes. It's like, I think at Tim Hortons, they call that the angel cream donut.
I don't love the vanilla cream, but I think it's better than the apple crumb filled.
Absolutely.
I'm not a big fan of that.
Absolutely. The chocolate with the vanilla cream. It's like a Boston cream, but with vanilla cream. It's unbelievable. All right. 3 versus 6. You got the jelly filled versus the peanut butter cream. That's pretty easy.
Well, it's actually the tightest of race.
I went the peanut butter cream on.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
So that is the tightest race this morning so far. 54% jelly filled. I'm a jelly filled guy, and isn't the original filled donut the jelly filled, or was Boston cream?
Raspberry, right?
Yeah, or was it Boston cream before? Because I remember as a kid, you get the donuts; they're just the regular donuts. All of a sudden, you got the jelly filled one. I think it was the first one that really came out with a filling in the donut. And I think you got to stick with your original. So, love it.
So, I mean, I think that's pretty much a tap-in. Are we all in agreement here?
No, he has peanut butter. Riv has peanut butter.
You went peanut butter, right? All right.
Two to one, so take your jelly filled there, bud.
That's fine. Fence sitter, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what we do around here. And 4 and 5, last but not least, you got the chocolate filled and strawberry vanilla. I went chocolate filled on this one. Not afraid to admit it.
Yeah, that was chocolate filled by default for me. Strawberry vanilla, just the sound of it, like, gives me an upset stomach.
Was there anything better though than after when you were just a young kid getting a donut after a hockey game?
I don't know.
I didn't get one. Wasn't very nutritional. You get Timbits in the room or something like.
No. You know what was the best, PD? And I'll tell you this. I love the donut after a game, but when I was a kid, the best part is after practice, after a game, you went upstairs and then you got a few quarters and you played arcades. They would be like the arcades games, you know, like at the rink, and you got to play arcades after the game or practice. That was fun. That was the best.
So donut bracket. So we just did our filled. Go to @TheInstigators on Twitter. Check it out. You can vote on it. It's just a lot of fun. We aren't doing your March Madness, your typical March Madness bracket. I can't remember what we did last year. I think we did sports movies one year. Hockey movies and Slapshot.
We
did hockey cliches. Do you remember last year we did hockey cliches?
No.
60 minutes, one game at a time.
Well, last year was sports movies.
I think sports movies might have been a summertime bracket that we did in the off season. I can't really remember. Time now to do buy, sell, trade presented by Buffalo Sports. We'll mix in some Sabre talk here. Go to Buffalo Sports on McKinley Parkway where you can buy, sell, and trade new and used sports equipment. Darren Dreger coming up in a few minutes, by the way. So we'll get this out of the way. Should the Sabres play Nylander with Eichel for the rest of the season? So buy, sell, trade. Sabres should play Nylander with Eichel for the rest of the season. If you haven't heard, Nylander will play with Eichel and Sherry tomorrow night, or at least that's how the lines are shaped up today at practice. So assuming that is right, buy, sell, trade.
No. Sell. I'm going to sell this because what if it doesn't work? What if after 2-3 games it's not working? You're going to make Nylander struggle through trying to please Eichel, or Eichel struggle and trying to please Nylander? I actually thought Nylander, Rodriguez, Sherry was a good line. Now, they were switched last game against Toronto because, well, Toronto kind of walked all over Buffalo for the first two periods. It should not be a situation where those two will be married for the rest of the year. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, just end it. So there's a difference between should he play and will he play, and that's why I'm saying sell.
River, Sabres should play Nylander with Eichel for the rest of the season.
I at this point in the season, why not? Why wouldn't you want to give an opportunity to a young, talented player to see if he can play with one of the big boys? Jack Eichel is an elite player in the game. His job is to make Alex Nylander better, and you want to see if Alex Nylander has the speed and the skill and the hockey IQ to be able to play with a guy like Jack Eichel. It's not like Jack Eichel sitting there ripping up the league right now. He's struggled in the last little while to put up points. So is Skinner. I mean, why not try these guys on other lines? See if you can get some, more balance throughout your lineup.
All right,
I like it. I thought there's nothing to play for. There's nothing to play for. You want to try guys in certain situations to see if they can get a little bit of action off these different lines.
So that's a buy, sell, or a trade.
Yes, I'll buy it.
I'm gonna buy it as well, simply for the same reasons that you said. You know what? Give this guy a chance to have some chemistry with a star player in this league and see what he can really do and see what he's really made of. You talk about duos. Maybe Sherry can pick it up playing with Eichel, but maybe Nylander can, you know, maybe catch a little bit of fire playing with a star. We know what Jack is capable of doing with, you know, how he's good at making other guys better around him. I mean, let's be honest. Skinner isn't Skinner without Jack at the start of the year. So
I hope this line works well, Petey. I'll be honest with you. I hope it works well, but the way that it's constructed, Nylander is more of a passer than a shooter. Eichel's been shown to be more of a playmaker, passer than
a
shooter.
He's been shooting the puck big time
lately. I get
that,
but, you know, overall. And Connor Sherry, he's had a tough time putting it in the net this year, so I can't call him the shooter.
So isn't that kind of a...
Or maybe three odd people can make it work?
Well, if you're saying Nylander's a crafty passer, which kind of fits the mold of what Reinhardt is on that line, yeah. If you have Skinner on the left side, who's your sniper, who Sherry, we did have expectations to get in the 20s, I mean, maybe, and we know what Jack is, maybe that's a nice line to kind of click together.
And Nylander needs to shoot the puck more, and we saw what he can do when he shoots the puck against Toronto. That was a nice pass by Sobotka and a nice shot in the slot, so maybe that triggers Nylander, no pun intended there, to shoot the puck more.
Darren Dreger coming up. Here's what we have on the docket for him. We have to ask him the courtesy Jeff Skinner contract negotiation. Talk Oilers CEO, Eugene Melnyk. Playoff format changing anytime soon? And will there ever be a rule implemented in the league to prevent tanking? Darren Dreger coming up, TSN Hockey Insider. He's at Darren Dreger on Twitter. We'll be right back.
We're back with more of The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
Well, I'll tell you what would make my day today is if Darren Dreger would come on our show and call me Bush League. That would make my day. So, Drags, if you're there, welcome to the show. Can you just open up with calling me Bush League and we can get this over with?
I'll call you Bush League, but Craig Rabe is the epitome of Bush League. Parking in a no parking spot.
Wow, Dregs, coming in hot.
I'm going to tell you this, Dregs. Marty called you before the show. I know he did because I know that you wouldn't say that.
No, I actually saw it on Twitter.
Yeah, I know. You chimed in too. It was really appreciated. Now I want to ask you this or that. Craig Rivet's parking spot or Jeff O'Neill's parking spot is Bush League?
Well, I mean, a combination of both, but I don't believe that where Jeff O'Neill parks at TSN, there's actually a no parking sign. I mean, it reeks of being an elitist. Like, I'm a big shot.
I got to come in. I got to come in and
park wherever I want.
Yeah, but Jeff O'Neill's got a parking spot assigned to him 20 feet away. Now, Rivs doesn't have a parking spot assigned to him, and there's construction, so he has to park pretty far, so that's where he has to move.
Marty,
in.
Would you like to allow my fellow colleague to speak on my behalf?
I'm going
to
come in and defend Riv the same way I saved Marty's ass when Ray Emery was about to kill him. I'm going to tell you this. We went out and looked at the spot, and Marty tricked everybody with the camera angle, and he got the angle of the car and the post and the sign in one picture. The sign is about 8 feet to the right of where Craig is. Craig is on a fire truck, could drive 2 feet beside Craig's car. It would run into a steel pole that is into the ground. So if a fire truck went near Riv's car, that's because the driver was not a very good driver.
Well,
so
hey,
Marty sandbagged old man River today, and that's what happened. We went out and got confirmation. What's that?
I feel like we've got to reestablish some rules here on the Instigators. All right? Social media etiquette. Marty, you do not post pictures of your colleagues parking potentially illegally unless you're willing to pay the fine. So if Rib's got like a $400 ticket under his windshield wiper, Marty Brown's paying for it.
Yeah, well, you know the saying. The saying is loose lips sink ships. We're the ships. Marty's the lips.
Let me tell you this, though, Dregs. I never posted his license plate. Rivs could have easily said, that's not my truck. He jumped in and said, yes, that's my truck right there. There was no evidence until he spoke of it.
He was honest and confident.
How about this? That is my truck. I did park there. And Tough Titty said the kitty.
Those are VIP-er spots, by the way. I just want to make that clear. Those are pretty sweet spots. Man. We should make those our own. Let's talk hockey, Dregs.
Sure.
Well, this isn't really hockey. It's off the ice, but it involves on the ice. Oilers CEO Bob Nicholson. If Toby Reeder would have scored 10 to 12 goals, we'd probably be in the playoffs. So, you know, and a lot more was said to that.
Yeah.
Should CEOs be making comments like this about their players, regardless of whether it's at a season ticket holder breakfast or to a media member in any way, shape, or form?
No. And I will tell you this, because I spoke to Bob Nicholson probably a few hours after the comments were made, when they were posted by Bruce McCurdy out of Edmonton. I read them. We all read them. And I reached out to Bob, and I'm like, oh, you got to respond to this, because this is no good. And, you know, first of all, I wanted to verify that the transcript that was posted on social media was accurate. He said it was, and he said he made a mistake. And then I spoke with Nicholson a short while later on the phone. And, you know, he just simply said that he stepped out of bounds. And, you know, he did the right thing afterwards by reaching out to Toby Reeder and personally apologizing and just acknowledging that it's heat of the moment stuff. So he didn't dodge, you know, he owned it. But to your question, Petey, no. I mean, it's kind of like Jim Lights of the Dallas Stars earlier in the year when he torched that team. I feel like there's a certain lane that everybody has to stay in within a sound and solid organization. Now, to cut Nicholson a bit of slack, he doesn't have a general manager. I mean, Keith Gretzky's the interim guy. And Nicholson is doing 9 of these season ticket holder events this week, including a couple today, in fact. And he's getting peppered. And he's getting peppered with questions that date back 10, 15, 20 years. So I'm not making excuses for Bob Nicholson, because he shouldn't have said what he said. No question about that. But that just gives you a sense of how hot it is in Edmonton right now with that fan base.
The only thing to make this right is to give the kid a 4-year deal for $3.5 million. What he wanted. That's the only thing you can do to make it right.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
Okay, so let's click over to another incident with a higher up in an organization in the media, calling Ian Mendez, a TSN radio host, Bush League on the air. I don't know what sparked the comment, but, you know, I mean, it just seems to be an ongoing... ongoing circus there in Ottawa.
Yeah. Well, I didn't hear the entire interview, so I'm not sure of the context either. I mean, obviously, Ian, who, you know, we shouldn't even have to say this, but he is highly respected among all in Ottawa because he's incredibly fair. He's incredibly generous in the community, doing everything that he does from a charity perspective, including a lot of work with the Ottawa Senators. And just to show the pure class that Ian Mendez operates with, I don't know if you guys saw his Twitter feed. You know, he tweeted and said it was his final tweet of the day, a picture of a package that Eugene Melnyk sent to his daughter after his daughter a couple of years ago underwent brain surgery. So, you know, he was trying to defuse the bomb a little bit in Ottawa by saying, look, we had this exchange on radio. He referred to me as Bush League, but I don't want to torch this guy entirely because, you know, beneath all of that, and there's a lot of that, you know, there's a guy who's got some heart, and Ian Mendez and his family experienced it. But, you know, Eugene Melnyk, this is why owners in general, and let's stick to the National Hockey League, this is why owners don't often speak out, because they're so emotional. They cannot detach from the game. And Eugene Melnyk is hands-on. He's all over hockey operations and beyond. You know, calling Mendez Bush League, he essentially put Pierre Dorion, the general manager, and his entire staff on notice, didn't he? I mean, he acknowledged that these guys have got to have a real good offseason coming up. So I mean, there's a tremendous amount of pressure on that organization.
Well, his actual quote was, Pierre Dorion and the hockey ops have to get their act together. I mean, that is definitely calling that out. But to go back to the tweet of Ian Mendez and the basket that Eugene Melnyk sent Mendez, that's going back 2 years ago. So things were a lot better in Ottawa 2 years ago. They were in the playoffs, making it a goal away from being in the Stanley Cup Finals. And now, so do you think that this has just been such a troubling 2 years? The LeBreton Flats project for the arena seems to be dead right now. Even Commissioner Gary Bettman has to make comments on Ottawa. He's trying to support Melnyk. But could there have been worse 2 years for the Ottawa Senators than what it's been?
No, really not. I mean, you look how close they came to earning a spot in the Stanley Cup Final. You know, that triggered the ad and the trade of Matt Duchene.
Yep.
The Ottawa Senators, Eugene Melnyk, Pierre Dorion, everyone associated with the team just assumed that they were headed straight up and they were going to contend for a Stanley Cup, and then things just went miserably sideways. And, you know, you have to look at the Erik Karlsson saga, how that ended, and clearly that's what triggered a full-on rebuild. Now, I'm not here to defend Melnyk in any way, shape, or form, but I can't imagine being an owner investing literally hundreds of millions of dollars, coming that close to making it to the Stanley Cup Final, and then a few short years later, you're having to embrace a rebuild and move out top players and start all over again. I mean, that's part of the trials and tribulations of being an NHL owner. That's, you know, why you invest your money, your time, and your passion in it. But Eugene Melnyk has been on a roller coaster, as have many who have been longtime associated with this club.
We're talking to Darren Dreger, TSN Hockey Insider. If you're not on Twitter, get on it and follow him. He's at Darren Dreger on Twitter. And if you're on Twitter and you don't follow him, he's at Darren Dreger on Twitter. Got to ask you this, Dregs, because we have to, and I'm sorry in advance for asking you every single week, but at least I didn't lead with it. Any more on the Jeff Skinner front?
No. And I checked a day or two ago and was pretty much told we're not doing a daily play-by-play of this. So stop asking if there's anything that's developing or imminent, getting close, whatever adjective you want to use. We'll let you know.
Is that
so
your...
I don't read too much into that, to be fair.
Is that your? I'm reading into it. Reading into it. Is that your way of telling us to stop asking you?
No. I 100% get it, because look, it's big news, not just in Buffalo, but it'll be big news around the NHL when Jeff Skinner signs his extension. And the fact that it still hangs out there and it's looming, I mean, of course, you know, I can sit here and say, look, the information that I continue to get is that it's all positive. They're just working through it. And the goal of Jason Botterill and the Sabres is to keep Jeff Skinner and get him signed. And it's an amicable negotiation. Skinner wants to stay in Buffalo. But until you get that deal done, there's no deal. And every day that goes by, you creep closer to the end of the season. And ultimately, you creep closer to July 1st. And who's to say that things can't sour from either side? And then Skinner goes, okay, well, enough of this, and I'm going to free agency. I'm not suggesting that's going to happen, by the way. I'm just saying that we have to continue to talk about it, because you have to allow for that possibility as long as there's no deal in place.
All right, Dregs, thanks for your time, man. We got to get out of here for time's sake, but appreciate your time as always.
Hey, no problem, Riff. By the way, good luck getting the collar off those wheels.
There's a rumor that his car may not be there when we leave the show here.
Twitter
today.
Follower said I should get it towed, so I don't know. Maybe it may happen.
It's not in a illegal parking spot, Marty.
We will be right back. Final segment with the Instigators for the week. Find out what we learned all week right here in the final segment. WGR 550 and MSG.
Hockey talk that hits. This is the Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
Oh, the boys are talking some music around here. Marty's into the rockumentaries these days. It's who is it? Twisted Sister?
No, Motley Crue.
Motley Crue.
It's called The Dirt. Premieres on Netflix on March 22nd, which is today.
You know, when I hear,
do you not read the book?
The book was written in 2001, right?
Yep.
And
that's Tommy Lee, right?
Yeah, that.
And Vince Neil, the whole band.
Okay, I'm just making sure that it's Tommy Lee. Tommy
Give
Lee.
A respect here.
It's not even the band that made Tommy Lee famous. It was Pam Anderson.
No, not just Pam Anderson. Who was he? Heather Locklear. He was married to Heather Locklear, too, right?
What are you looking at me like that
What
for?
Are you talking about?
He's more famous for dating Pam Anderson than he is for
the band. Come on, PD.
Absolutely disgusting.
See,
just came
I love what you're doing, PD. You make PD, Ribs, and I reunite at the end
of
the show.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be the heel so that you guys can kind of
move on,
grow together. See that? Twisted Sister. Twisted. Oh, yeah.
Kicks on my heart.
First time I ever heard that song, I was 21.
Not Twisted Sister. 20.
No, Twisted Sister.
I get it mixed up, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was bad.
So what about it, Marty? You gonna go see? I'm gonna go see the movie. I like that.
It's Netflix, so I'm gonna.
That's on Netflix right now.
I'm gonna go on my little app here and say and ask Siri what's going on with this. The Dirt Monthly Crew, it is on right now. I could play it right now.
See ya. How often do you talk to Siri, Marty?
Close up the show.
Not that often.
No.
The kids always do it. They collect their phone and they're Siri, call Dad. Boom, it happens. They don't even have to go in and dial my number.
Do you ever ask Siri about analytics?
Nope.
No?
No, but I don't care now because I've got the Dirt on my phone, and that's what I'm going to be watching right now.
What's so-and-so's time on ice against top line, Siri?
I wonder if she would know.
If she knows that, I would marry Siri.
I think she would know how many goals Jack Eichel has this year. And
ask her. Ask Siri if she knows how many goals Jack Eichel has.
Siri, how many goals does Jack Eichel have this year? See?
Doo-doo. Jack Eichel has... I don't sound like Siri.
The question has been asked.
Sounds like my wife.
I need to press the button.
She doesn't answer back.
Hey, Siri, how many goals does Jack Eichel have this year?
Probably because you've asked the question five times before that, and she's already answered you five times.
That's exactly why.
See how quickly I'll come to the defense of Krista Reeve?
You know what I have to do,
like,
though?
You know
what I have to do? All I have to do is, hey, Brian, hey, Duffer, how many goals does Jack Eichel have this year? Boom. Instantly.
Is he a bit of Rant Man or what?
Is he your Siri?
He is. He knows things, stats. He remembers moments in playoff history 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Who won the cup in 72? Boom. Comes out like no problem. He is.
What, the Canada Cup, 72? I can tell you who
won
that
too. Won the Summit Series. No, 72 Stanley Cup.
I'm going to go with Montreal or something.
I think that would be a problem.
That's always a safe bet. I mean,
who won the 75
Cup? Tell me
cup.
Who... The 75 Cup?
Islanders.
No. Come on.
Philly. Rangers.
Philly.
That's right, against Buffalo. We knew that. We were testing to see if you even knew that. That's all we're trying to do around here. We're instigating.
We need to do a thing called speed trivia.
Yes.
I've been told trivia doesn't go well over the radio. Trust me, I want to break all the rules, man. I'm trying to break them all here, Riv. Like, I want to go till 11:30, but, you know, that would be... We're breaking the rules. One Bills Live is next, and we're back Monday. Talk to you then.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.